With the 32nd pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
With the 30th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select T.J. Watt, linebacker, Wisconsin.
With the 67th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Alvin Kamara, running back, Tennessee.
What up, Snapback fam? We're back. This episode, we talked to Cam Dantzler, Mississippi State, about his new birth of a child and what really flipped the switch for him in terms of his mindset. Cam played in the SEC. We got into some SEC talk, as well as the combine and, of course, the Wunderlich test. So enjoy the episode with Cam. Best of luck to you in the league, my dude. Cam, how's it going, man?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, I feel like I put out the film to show what I can do. Reran my 40, ran a good time. So I feel like all the proof is in the pudding. I feel really great going through the job.
Did you just call a 4.38 a good time? Because that's pretty damn good to me.
Yes, sir. going into the combine, I figured I was running like a low 4.4, high 4.3. But I have a deal with hamstring problems. But, you know, I like to compete, so I tried to fight through it and still run. And they run time I start to run.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've clocked in at 4.38 with a tough hamstring before as well. So I know exactly where you're coming from on that end. But so is it more nerves, excitement? Like, how would you rank that right now?
I would say excitement because, you know, I don't come up getting nervous. Like I said, I put the film out to show what I can do. So it doesn't matter what round I get drafted. You know, I just want to play ball at the end of the day. I'm very excited, you know, looking forward to see what team's picking.
You play in the best conference in the world, in the country. Like, you've also faced off against a bunch of top 10 level receivers. Who out of all these guys in the draft would you say was your toughest matchup, is the toughest guy that you faced off with?
In this draft class, I'd say it's Jerry Jeudy. But overall, I feel like it's like Devontae Smith and Ja'Marr Chase. Because I feel like, you know, me going against some of the top receivers in my conference, and I feel like I did what I had to do. Get my receivers to under 50 yards every game, limit the catches. So, you know, I feel like I performed very well against some of the top receivers in my conference.
Talk to me about Coach Moorhead, because I know he came to Mississippi State when you were there, and he was a very instrumental part to my fandom at Penn State, because he was our offensive coordinator and calling the plays when Franklin's still there, obviously. I got a lot of personal animosity towards James Franklin, but I'll save that for another time. But it seems like when Moorhead left for Mississippi State, that's when Penn State started to have trouble on offense. How was he down there?
He was a great coach. He loved his players. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he had a great offensive mindset. And, he was just a great coach to all of us.
Yeah, it seems like Penn State was on the up and up. Like, we had Saquon, then he left. Saquon left, Moorhead left, and then it's back to just like, we'll make a New Year's Six and then never break through.
Cam, so in your bio, one of the things they note on you hits very dearly to me because I'm a diehard Ravens fan. Your first interception was against the MVP, the National Football League. As you make your way to the league, who would you love your first interception in the NFL to be against? Is it Lamar Jackson again?
No, I'll say Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Because, you know, those guys, I thought they're at the head of their game right now. And Tom Brady is known as one of the GOATs that playing quarterback. So, right. It'll be a blessing to, you know, pick him off.
Yeah, naturally, as a competitor, you want to take down the best. So, I mean, that makes sense. But you play corner. It seems like that's a big personality position in the NFL, because we see guys like Jalen Ramsey who are big trash talkers and other people around the league. Is that part of your game? Is that in your bag? Do you talk trash to your matchup?
I'll say yeah, then I'll say no. Because I'll say, you know, playing corner, you got to have that swagger and that, you know, that,
right,
that 100%. Cocky mentality. Yeah, and the confidence in your game. So, like, you know, I critique my game after, you know, Jalen Ramsey, Richard Sherman, because those are some guys that's going to, you know, leave it all on the field. and, you know, talk while they're doing it. You know, they're very confident in what they do. So just, you know, playing a position that we play, you got to have that swagger about yourself.
All right. I love that. And I think that's the correct answer. So why do you say no then? What makes you say sometimes you're not?
You know, sometimes, you know, you just got to be really like locked in and focused. You know, sometimes trash talk, you trash talking so much can make you forget what you got going on. So it's a town of trash talk. It's a town not to trash talk.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Is there a receiver in the NFL you're most excited to go up against to just maybe test where you are as a player or that you looked up to growing up?
I'll say Julio Jones because, you know, he's a big, fast, physical receiver. And with my size, so most people think, you know, I have trouble guarding bigger and stronger receivers. So I just want to, you know, show the world, like, what I can do against a guy like Julio.
That makes sense. So let me ask you, and I think this is probably my favorite part of what our conversation will be. You had a son recently, correct?
Yes, yes, sir.
And then you tweeted and you said this changed everything. So tell me, like, how does this change your mindset? What do you think flipped the switch? Like, what is different about Cam 2 years ago and then Cam today?
Because I have a little one depending on me. It's like, you know, I want to be the best dad and I want to spoil him. I want to make sure he has anything. Don't have to ask for anything. So now I feel like this is my way of doing that because, you know, I love to play the game of football and, you know, I can actually get paid for doing it. So I just feel like I have a mouth to feed and he's going to be dependent on me. So he just flipped that switch for me as he became, you know, born.
So have we gotten him on the gridiron yet, running sprints? Where are we at this point?
You know, I'd be screaming high knees and he'd be laying in bed and he'd like, his feet fast. And I'd be like, faster, faster. And he'll go faster laughing. So I just like, you know, as he get older, it'll be fun training him because, you know, he has the same personality that I have.
What position would you want him to play? Like, if you could pick all over again, would you be a corner and would you want him to be a corner?
Well, to be honest, it doesn't matter what position he best at. I'm all for it. So he don't have to play corner, but I would love if he played corner. It's like he's going to be long and rangy like me. So,
bro, he's a dancer, kicker, corner, punter. It don't matter.
Don't matter.
Thanks.
So there is a lot of talent at corner in the NFL draft. And I can just hear in your voice and the way you go about life that you don't really do. Is it true to say you don't care if you're the first corner off the board or the last corner off the board? Like, you're just going to prove yourself on the field.
Yes, sir, that's all I can do. I mean, I'm leaving it all into God's hands. And I know I'm one of the best corners in this draft class, but, you know, like I said, the proof is in the pudding. The film tells it all. Numbers tells it all. So I just like, you know, when I get in the lead, I just got to prove, because, you know, prove everybody wrong again. Because I feel like me growing up, I always had a chip on my shoulder. Because, you know, I was always doubted. Oh, he's too small. He's not big enough. He's not strong enough. So I've been hearing that my whole life, and I've been being honest my whole life. So, you know, I just been having that chip on my shoulder and just that, you know, that chilling mentality.
You love that. I'm curious what your plans are for the actual draft, because obviously it's a little different this year given the circumstances. Do you have a plan for next week, where you're going to be, who you're going to be with, et cetera? Obviously, you'd love to be in. Wow, it would have been Vegas. That would have been sick. But you got a plan?
No, just you only have 10 people, so it's gonna be 10 people in this. So, close family, my mom, dad, son, brothers and sisters, and all those, they're gonna be there. So, just having close family with me.
Okay, more importantly, what's on the menu?
Really,
I'd be eating good draft.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's like a little get together, like hand food, like, you know, chicken, fish. Ribs, stuff like that.
I'm there. Thanks.
Look, yeah, Cam, if there was no social distancing, we would be there. Don't worry. But I guess you would probably also be in Vegas.
I still might show up.
Let's go back to the combine real quick. So how was the combine? And then were there, like I talked about, you know, there are a bunch of great corners. And while you might think you are the best, mm-hmm. you can still pick up on stuff and become friends with these other guys across the league. Did you get any fun interactions over there?
Me, Akuda, Trevon Diggs. It's like when we first got there, we connected because we had this little game. It was like a reaction game, and like it was
an icebreaker, right?
I think that's what it is. It's like if I point a certain direction, you got to go the opposite.
So oh, that video started going viral on Instagram actually a little while ago. Like,
yeah, so you know,
that's fun.
Yeah, so we started playing that game and got connected. Then you know, we started, you know, talking to each other, started talking about ball. And you know, it was just a fun experience, you know, meeting different guys, you know, just talking about different conferences, who's the conference the best, you know, having little arguments about that. So
right.
it was a blessing just being around those guys.
So everyone knows the SEC is the best conference.
Are we sure about that?
Yeah, because Okuda, I assume Okuda was trying to say the Big Ten. And listen, Ohio State's good. It's not the best. It's not even close. Ohio State was good, but they didn't even win their bowl game. They lost to Clemson. And the bottom half of that conference is so trash. What was the argument?
Yeah, the argument was basically, I was like, you know, it was basically the guys from SC, like me, Christian Fogan, Grant Delph, we was like, we cover the best guys every week, you know.
Right.
It was like, if we was in a, you know, Big Ten, Pac-12, we'll, you know, go there and dominate. I literally dominate.
That's fine.
And, you know, you're probably right.
it was just, you know, that type of argument or whatever.
So back to the combine, because obviously you ran a decent 40, from what I've seen. No, I'm kidding. 4.38. I just tried to hype myself up more. But so there's a lot that we don't see at the combine. You're going into interviews with teams, informal, formal, about teams that are interested in you. Were there any funny stories to come from those meetings, or just like a weird question where you're like, why the hell am I being asked this?
Well, to be honest, I wasn't asked any weird questions, because like when I went in the room, I already had in my mindset to take over and be the teacher, to show them, the coaches, that I know ball. So when I went up there, you know, I got up. I barely sat down, got up. You know, if they had me get on the board and went and got the marker, they had me tell them what coverage was in, what we was doing. I got the little laser thing and just took over the meeting. So I really wasn't asking weird questions at all.
So you walked in there and essentially alpha Bill Belichick, Andy Reid, and all these coaches around the league?
Yes, sir. That's what I did. Went up there and just, you know, took over. Just turned off my no ball.
Alpha man.
That's what we want to hear. Yes, is there a team? I mean, we're not going to ask you, is there a team you want to play for?
We might.
Yeah, we're going to ask you, Cam. This is what we do. So you can give us the media answer because you're a well-spoken guy. But then
we'll ask again.
Yeah, but then afterwards, we're going to ask you, if you could pick, you know, is there a place maybe you want to play, a defense you want to be on, or a scheme you want to be on, which kind of gives you an out. But if you just want to tell us where you want to play, feel free to let it fly.
I mean, I've been getting asked that question a lot from family. I would tell them the same answer. I don't care why, but I just want to play ball. Doesn't matter what scheme. I had three different defensive coordinators. I play a lot of different schemes. So I really can play any scheme you need me to play. I know how to play it. So it really doesn't matter to me at all. I just want to play ball.
All right, fair enough. We'll
try to think of another way to ask that question.
We'll let you get away with that. At the combine, did you take the Wunderlich test?
Oh, yeah, I did.
What'd you think of it?
It really had nothing to do with football, to be honest. I mean, it was literally like a character on how you act. It was like the leap test or the ACT or something like that.
That's the best answer we've ever heard, because we literally feel that same exact way. So we created our own snapback Wunderlich test to make fun of the Wunderlich
also test. Has nothing to do with football.
Well, we do have one football question in there. So Abe, hit it off, and we'll put Cam through the ringer. Another test that has no indication, except we believe our test will be able to determine how good you'll be in the league.
9 out of 10 doctors say that our test is way more accurate of your NFL future than the NFL's Wunderlich, but that's just science. Anyway, let's get going. Question number one. So there's the Kardashian family and the Jenner family. You're obviously familiar with them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so if you were going to date all the daughters for 6 months at a time, like date one for 6 months, move on to the next, and go through all the Kardashian and Jenner daughters, how long would it take you to date all of them?
3 months, huh?
No, you're dating them for 6 months at a time, one at a time.
Oh, 6 months, huh? Okay. So it's, you know, the two Jenners and two Kardashians, so 240 months.
There's only 3 Kardashians. and there's two Jenners. So five in total.
Oh, there's right, five? Now,
yeah, there's five. You got
Kendall, Kylie, Courtney, Chloe, and Kim.
Abe's a big fan. He got that question.
I mean, I just am up to date with pop culture. That's it.
All right. Like we said, this is big guys. For your football career, as you can tell by the question. Next question. Is an avocado a fruit or a vegetable?
Is it avocado?
Yeah.
It's a vegetable, right?
It's actually a fruit. It makes no sense, but they say...
Look, I wanted to say fruit, but I didn't want to look stupid because it's not like a tricky question.
No, Cam. All right,
so you
Cam,
have an idea where we're going with
Cam,
this.
Cam, listen, man. This You're test is us. All tricks and only tricks. So don't worry. So yes, it is a fruit.
That's not true.
It's like 90% tricks. All right, Dave, you're up.
Here we go. Another math question.
If you had $1 for every country in the world, how many Big Mac burgers would you be able to buy?
Oh, my God. It's like I'm at a combine again.
I know. That's what we're doing to you. This is probably the most math-related question. After that, it's all roses. Well, it's still... tricky, but it is what it is. Do you know how much you think a Big Mac is?
12.
Do you eat just the burger? Do you eat McDonald's at all?
No, I don't.
No. All right. So you're not going to know. So there's 200 countries in the world, which I didn't know before this. And then a Big Mac's only like $4 or $5. So 50 Big Macs. All right. Now we're getting tricky. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. I know you're quick off the snap. So just think about this one. What is heavier? 1,000 pounds of bricks or 1,000 pounds of feathers?
They're both 1,000 pounds.
There we go. Okay. So you get where we're going with this. All right. Here's our one football-related question. What is longer, an NFL football or a $5 Subway foot long?
A Subway $5 foot long.
There we go. All right. 12 inches. NFL football is 11 inches. I told you we would get some football involved. Yeah. All right. Next question. This one might trip you up, so think about it. Some months in the year have 31 days. Other months have 30 days. How many months in the year have 28 days in them?
One.
They all have 28 days in them. I told you we were going to get tricky on you. Abe, you got the next question?
Yeah, we're moving on. So you're running in a race and you pass the guy that's in third place. What place are you now in?
Pascal is in third. You're in fourth. Pascal in third. Now you're in third.
There we go. All right. Well done. All right. This one, ninth place, 11th place. Well, I skipped one. Ninth place, 10th place, 11th place, and 12th place. 12th. That word, 12th. Do you know how to spell the word 12th?
12th.
12th.
T-W-E-L-V-E-T-H.
Okay, very good attempt. There's an F in there. It's T-W-E-L-F-T-H. I don't know why they put that letter in there, but that's
wow. You can't even pronounce that word. Like, yeah. It's impossible.
Every time we try to do the question, I have to enunciate like 12th, 12th. It doesn't make sense.
All right, we got the final question of the test. Here we go. You got a monkey, a squirrel, and a giraffe. They're all racing to the top of a coconut tree. Who will get to the banana first?
It's a coconut tree, so...
There we go.
Well done, mate.
He knows what's good. He figured out the clips.
Well done.
So that is our joke of a snapback Wonderlic test.
Hey, I resent that word joke.
All right.
But you did very, very well. So we appreciate you sticking with us through that. Cam, what do you like to do? I mean, you're going to be a football superstar. You're playing the NFL. You have a son. We get all that. It's amazing. But what do you like to do off the field outside of being, you know, with your family?
I like fishing. I like riding horses. I love, you know, dogs. So, you know, I'm a nature type of guy. Wow. Just love doing a lot of things outside.
Do you have any animals or pets yourself?
Yeah, I just got a bulldog not too long ago. English bulldog. Then I have like,
what's his name or her name? Bullies.
It's a boy. His name's Simba.
Why? Yo, Cam, you have no idea. The Lion King is hands down my favorite movie of all time. Like, I used to, as a kid, just like watch it on replay all the time. We just got a dog, a Cavalier something Spaniel, and I want to name him Simba. but my mom.
That's not a Simba name, though. Like a bulldog, Cam's bulldog is a Simba. You can't name a little baby dog Simba.
Well, Simba was a baby.
Like yeah, I guess Simba was a baby. But a lion. He's the king of the jungle.
All right, then if you want to play that game, then you can't name dog Simba. You have to name only cats, so you're wrong. You've never even owned a dog.
I have owned a dog. I owned a dog when I was like 5. And
you don't know anything about anything.
Okay, so this is why I've never gotten another dog, because I don't want to get attached to one, because the last time it happened, I had a big dog, big black lab, and I went to school.
Is this going
to
get dark?
Yeah, it's not dark. It's just sad. So Cam will understand. So I come home and I'm like, Dad, where's Boog? Which was the worst name ever.
You named him Boob?
I didn't name him. It was a Baltimore Orioles player. I don't know. So I get home, I'm like, Dad, where's Boog? And he's like, you know when you go and have a sleepover with your friends? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, well, that's where Boog is right now. He's with his friend and like whatever. And I'm like, but Dad, like, Boog's my brother, and he had given the dog away that day. So he gets in the car, runs.
Hey, why'd he give it away?
Because my parents were working a lot. We were at school, and this big old dog was just living at home by itself, caged in for 8 hours a day. So that was like, you know, that's an emotional moment.
So you're afraid of commitment.
Yeah. I'm afraid of commitment. So 3 years with my girlfriend, I don't know. I don't know if she's listening, but we'll get there one day. We'll get there one day. Cam, first, I know you're going to save up because, like you said, you're going to support your son and your family. But what about a fun purchase when you get that first contract in the NFL?
Dream car. I'm not going to get it, though. I'm not getting the dream car with my first contract. But if I was to get my dream car, it'd be a G-Wagon.
Oh, I love a G-Wagon. All right.
So what are you going to get with your first contract?
I really don't know. I haven't thought about that yet.
Probably baby food, probably diapers.
See, look, my son, he started eating like, you know, the little thing of macaroni that you put in the microwave, like Easy Mac.
Yeah, Easy Mac.
Of course.
He started eating that when he was like 6 months. So he started eating real food early.
So we're off the baby. All right. So you're ordering pizza for the fam.
Yeah. You're going to come home from a game one night and he's going to be like, hey Dad, did you pick up my like ribeye medium rare side of mashed potato? It'll be like 2 years.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Speaking of ribeye mashed potatoes, what would you say your ideal pregame meal is before like a huge game?
I'll say pasta.
Yeah.
With chicken Alfredo with like grilled chicken. Yeah.
That's good.
How many hours before the game do you think that you need to eat something like that to the point where it fuels you, but it doesn't sit and like linger during the game?
Like 4 to 3 hours.
Okay. Yeah.
Makes sense. All right. Last question. Then we will let you roll. What number do you think you'll be rocking? I know you rocked 3 in college. What do you think when you?
I want to rock 23.
Ooh, that's my number. Why 23?
LeBron or Jordan?
LeBron or Jordan? I'll say LeBron.
Why 23? Why 23?
Because they have a 3 in it. And if you got to have, so it's 23.
I mean, 33 has
2 threes. I look up to Darius Slay, so not seeing a rocket, I was like, it looks nice, you know.
I'm glad you said something because I am a diehard Philadelphia Eagle fan. So if you would like to say it, we can cut it out. We won't cut it out. That you would like to play with Darius Slay and the Philadelphia Eagles.
I love to play with Darius Slay, but like I said, I don't care where I go.
We're gonna put it on every Instagram tomorrow. Cam Dantzler wants to play with Darius Slay in Philadelphia.
You know how Philly fans are, Cam. They'll actually do that.
Oh, I'm literally doing it as we speak.
All right, Cam. Before you leave, and so the Snapback fam, so we call them the fam because they're family, and now that you've been on the pod, you're family too, and we want to give you love. So shout out, what's your Instagram and what's your Twitter? Also, I checked out your Twitter, and that hype video you posted today, that track was fire. I don't know who made that, but that whole thing was dope. Shout out your social media. That way the fam can bring you in.
My Instagram is CamDantzler3. And my ad name on Twitter is the same.
Okay. All right. And it might be Cam Dantzler 23 in the future. We'll see.
Well, not if he plays with Darius Slay.
Yeah, not if he's on the Eagles. Not if he's on the Eagles. Cam Dantzler, we appreciate it. Best of luck to you in the draft in 10 days. We're super excited for you. We'll be in touch soon, man. Thank you so much for coming on.
Take it easy, Cam. Best of luck. Stay healthy, man.
Appreciate it.
Thank you guys for listening to that conversation with Cam Dantzler. He is going to be a shutdown, lockdown, beast of a corner in the NFL. Can't wait to see where he lands in the draft. Hopefully he's a first rounder. I'm rooting for him. I hope you guys are too. Snapback fam, let's get it.